The only reason I'm playing this is because it's called Escape. And it's apparently it is from the soundtrack of a movie that Will Smith did years ago called Wild Wild West. Why it is called Escape, I did not go that deep into the rabbit hole, the Escape rabbit hole. But I wanted something about Escape because we welcome Kate Higbee, who's over at the Museum of Science and Industry, Senior Director of Brand Engagement and Events. And I'm just wondering, Kate, are you trapped in the museum, or are you able to figure a way out? What's going on?
I am able to find my way out. I've worked here for 13 years, so hopefully I've got it down, but not all the time.
Tell us about the event that's coming up, and then I have to ask you about this company that you contacted, because it really intrigues me. So what's going on at the museum?
Yeah, so starting tomorrow, we launch our second year of Escape the Museum at Griffin Museum of Science and Industry. We have created the only escape game that you can play around the museum, as far as we know, in the country. And we use our exhibits and our artifacts to lead through clues and this story about the wandering alchemist around the building. And it has been it was a great success last year with a different story. And we did so well, we decided we would bring it back because so many people enjoyed it. So we're happy to have an extended run this year.
Pardon my ignorance on this, but how exactly does it work that you get clues to go through the museum looking for the wandering alchemist? I mean, are we looking for the wandering alchemist, or are we the wandering alchemist?
You are the wandering alchemist.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, right. So when our guests get to the museum, we do a brief orientation. We have a couple of people, an actor and character, who are going to orientate you and kind of place you in the setting and the story. And they give you your handy guidebook. It is your practice to your final exam for your alchemy test. And the booklet really helps you get around the museum. We have a map in there. There's story and questions in there. And our game focuses primarily on four of our icon exhibits, Henry Crown Space Center, Science Storms, Extreme Ice, and the Transportation Gallery. And you're going through to those galleries looking to answer certain questions in your guidebook. And then once you have figured out all those clues and answers, we give you a final puzzle, and that will lead you to the end of the story and the final game.
Wow. Obviously, this is the only activity at the time in the museum, right? I mean, you're not doing this during regular business hours.
You're correct. This is a really great opportunity to see the museum after hours at a low capacity, quiet kind of experience. You know, I've worked here, like I said, for 13 years, and I have wandered the museum at night. And it is a special experience, and we hope that our guests can feel that a little bit too when they're walking around. You see a lot of things you wouldn't normally get to, and I think that's one of the unique things about the escape game experience, is really looking closely at things that you might walk by all the time. And so we've really enjoyed that for all of our guests, and it's been a great time.
So do you go as an individual? Can you go as groups? Can you go as families? How does all that work?
That's a great question. So we start everyone in groups of 25. That's how orientation starts.
Okay.
But you can leave. You don't have to do the game with strangers. You can play on your own or just separate out with your own social group or family. And that's primarily what we're seeing. We find that this event for the museum is really special because it's having a lot of, you know, just friend groups, lots of, you know, adults coming with their friends and neighbors. But the thing that I really love seeing, too, is multi-generational family groups that are coming, and something really unique about an escape game. And this particular one at the museum is that everyone, whether you're 88 or 8 years old, you don't know the answers to any of these questions.
Right.
And so you really have to work together, and everyone kind of starts at the same place. So the kids are helping and everyone's involved. And we got some really wonderful comments last year that families found that their teen, who maybe doesn't want to hang out with the parents quite so much, was really into this. They wanted to do it. They got to connect with their teen again. So that really warmed our heart when we hear that too. But it's been a really great to see the kids and the families all interacting. And, you know, these kids are smart. They have done escape rooms before, so they are fooling their parents sometimes.
Do you have an estimated amount of time that it would, the average time it would take for somebody to go through the entire escape route?
Yeah, so we have tested it a lot, and we find that it ranges from 45 minutes for people who are very experienced and are going for speed. If you're going for speed, there are just a few people can do it in 45 minutes. But we find that most people do it within 60 to 90 minutes. But it's not timed. Unlike an escape room that you might experience, you know, at other places, we're not locking you in. At 60 minutes, you're not, you know, being kicked out and the lights are off. You have as much time until 10:30. At 10:30, we're done, and we do turn up the lights and say, okay, the game is over. But if you get there early and you want to take an hour and a half to do it, and then also kind of wander around a little bit and see some museum, that's okay too. So we find 90 minutes is probably the cap for most people.
So let me ask, does everybody start at the same time in this group, regardless of how they got there, so to speak? People who, families, other families, people who don't know each other are all one part of
it. Together, but not for long. So if we have many times between 5:30 and 8:30. We have every 10 minutes, we have a group coming in. If you get a 6:30 time, you will go upstairs with a group of about 25. But after you get your booklet and you get an orientation by the actor, that's about 5 minutes. Then you're off on your own with your group, with your family, or on your own if you want. And then you have as much time as you'd like to finish that game.
I see tickets start at $40 per player, $35 for museum members, and it includes parking, you know.
Yes, free parking.
Let me tell you right now, that's a major attraction.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. Free parking, and don't forget, you can see some of the museum while you're here, too.
So I want to ask you about Escape Artistry and Lock Chicago.
That
is a company?
It is. They have a couple of escape room experiences, both in the city and in our north suburbs. They are really great. I suggest going to their website and checking out a lot of their great stories. They are one of the few Chicago-based escape room designers that do everything here locally, which is one of the reasons we found them and really like them as well.
Wow. I think I have to check that website out. Thank you so much for being with us, and I leave you to find your way out of the museum and hope this is. I know this is going to be a great success. Thanks for being with us.
We hope to see everyone there. August tickets are selling fast, so buy them before school starts.
All right, thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
You know, you got to love first. You got to somebody named Kate. That's absolutely one of my favorite names. Kate Higbee. Museum of Science and Industry Director and Brand Engagement and Events, and this sounds like a great time.